This is what we know at this hour. An alleged ISIS supporter is under arrest in New York, allegedly, after he attacked an FBI agent with a knife. Now, terrorism investigators were doing a search of a home in Staten Island earlier today, and that's when, allegedly, this man tried to attack an agent. Now, there were no serious injuries in this incident, but it is related to another arrest that occurred on Saturday. If you recall, yesterday the FBI announced that they had arrested a suspect who was planning to build bombs and detonate bombs in the New York metropolitan area. And that suspect was arrested after he and someone else that he was with tried to attack agents who were following them. So that's what we know at this hour. We know that the suspect arrested today is due in court any time.
Okay, so we have the news today with this man in Staten Island that, as you point out, is connected to the man from Queens. Then you also have recently the new nugget coming out about what had happened a while back in Garland, Texas, and how one of those individuals apparently had a plan to target a Super Bowl. I mean, I feel like we're hearing about these arrests, Evan, more and more so recently. Is that because, you know, the feds are really digging down on this, or are there more instances?
Well, it's all of the above, actually. It's all, everything that you just said is exactly what is driving this. This is certainly, according to law enforcement officials, a summer in which they are seeing increased activity, increased threats, and that means they have increased the aggressive tactics that they're using. They're doing more 24/7 monitoring of these suspects, Brooke. They're following them more closely. And frankly, that's what's causing some of these suspects to turn and try to attack law enforcement. That's what we saw in Boston recently, and that's what we saw this weekend in New York.